This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Warring parties in Yemen are urged to renew their historic truce, which has largely held for nearly 4 months, the UN Special Envoy for the country, Hans Grundberg, said on Thursday. The truce will expire on 2nd August, and the government and Houthi rebels must rise to the occasion and not miss this opportunity, he said. The special envoy has intensified his engagement towards expanding and extending the agreement, which was first announced in April, initially for just 2 months. It was extended in June for an additional 2 months, marking the longest period of relative calm in more than 7 years of war in Yemen, with a significant decrease in civilian casualties. Mr. Grundberg said despite shortcomings in implementation, the truce has been transformational for the country. An extended and expanded truce will increase the benefits to the Yemeni people, he said, adding that ultimately the aim is to move toward a political settlement that comprehensively ends the conflict. More than 14,000 cases of monkeypox have now been reported across 71 countries, the head of the World Health Organization, WHO, said on Thursday in remarks to an expert group that is monitoring the evolution of the outbreak. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said, while there has been an apparent declining trend in some countries, others are still seeing an increase, with 6 countries reporting their first cases last week. The vast majority of monkeypox cases continue to be reported among men who have sex with men. Tedros said this represents both an opportunity for targeted public health interventions, but also presents challenges because of life-threatening discrimination in some countries. He warned of the very real concern that men who have sex with men could be stigmatized or blamed for the outbreak, thus making it much harder to track and stop infections. In more health news, WHO has welcomed historic funding to expand the rollout of the world's first malaria vaccine in Africa. Countries on the continent can apply for funding from Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, which has allocated $160 million over the next 3 years to support increased access to the life-saving RTSS vaccine. WHO said malaria remains a primary cause of childhood illness and death in sub-Saharan Africa. In 2020, nearly 500,000 boys and girls died from the disease, or one child every minute. The vaccine was first introduced 3 years ago in a pilot program in 3 countries, Ghana, Kenya, and Malawi. So far, roughly 1.3 million children have been inoculated. Deanne Penn, UN News.